With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump is upping the ante, letting Iran know he means business as he pursues a diplomatic solution, at least for now.
For the past couple of months, the president held out hope that negotiations with Iran would lead to a deal on its nuclear program. But now he supports Israel's military strikes against Iran and is calling for the country's unconditional surrender. In several social media posts, he boasted that we now control Iranian airspace, claimed we know the location of Iran's supreme leader, and warned the U.S. would come down hard on anyone who targets American troops. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports it appears President Trump has two options.
One would be the diplomatic way, but Trump has already signaled that he thinks the time for diplomacy is done. So that really leaves us with the second option, which is to kind of go all in and assist Israel in its attacks on Iran.
Lisa Dwyer reports that DHS Secretary Kristi Noem is recovering in the hospital.
Noem was transported to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. The 53-year-old secretary heads a department with roughly 260,000 employees responsible for immigration enforcement, airport security, disaster response, and more. She has been among the more high-profile members of President Donald Trump's cabinet, traveling extensively and maintaining a robust social media presence. Earlier this year, Noem's purse was stolen on Easter Sunday while she was out to dinner with family. A suspect was arrested in that theft. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
G7 leaders wrapping up that summit in Canada by talking about some non-military issues and as they left Alberta. This is SRN News. A lot of people already knew this. Reading the Bible is very good for you.
According to data compiled by the American Bible Society, people who regularly engage with the scriptures report higher levels of personal well-being. On a scale of 1 to 10, people who read the Bible on a regular basis score 7.9 in well-being versus 6.8 for those who don't engage. The ABS study also reveals that while younger Americans read the Bible less than their elders, those who do pick it up report greater well-being than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala last weekend, sparking anger in a nation that does not recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month. This is SRN News. More taxes on sports gambling could be coming to one southern state to help support local college athletes. Here's Gethin Kulbaugh.
Louisiana soon could raise taxes on sports betting to help finance the athletic departments at many of its public universities. Legislation pending before Governor Jeff Landry would make Louisiana the first state to raise taxes for college sports since a judge approved a landmark settlement allowing schools to directly pay athletes for use of their name, image, and likeness. Arkansas became the first state to exempt school NIL payments to athletes from state income taxes. Some analysts expect more states to follow with laws aimed at giving an edge to their college athletes. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Florida Panthers have defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6. That gives the Panthers back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. More details at srnnews.com.